Today, the students and teachers of Troy's School 12 Alternative Learning Program had a big field trip to one of the most beautiful places in the Capital Region, Thatcher Park. Our youth correspondent, Omarion Skipwith, a student at School 12, and Cheryl Schoonmaker, an English teacher at School 12, interviewed students and staff about the importance of people looking at the whole wide world as their learning classroom.
Hey, I am Omarion Devon Skipwith, and I am live here at Thatcher Park, live in nature. And it is a very good day today. We're here, I'm in School 12, and we're just enjoying the day. And so far, what we did was we did this long trail. It was good. You could see nature, a big cliff. The ride up here was pretty decent. So, I mean, if you guys want to come have a nice vacation out, have picnics or whatever, this is the perfect place. Thatcher Park is in Forestville. So far we have kids playing football because it's a big field. You got picnics. So say it does rain, we have tables here that you guys can sit under and have fun with the family. It's a lot of grills out here, places you can sit down, trees. But I am here with Taquan Chapman, and I am here to ask him a few questions. So the first question I have for you, how was the walk on the trail?
Well, it was very tiring, and it's a nice park.
Okay, it was a nice walk. You guys like to walk, it's trails and stuff, you know. Just try to stay, like, away from the cliffs, don't go too far. And I am here with Megan, who works at WOOC, and I want to ask her a few questions, too. So, how is this wonderful shade that you're sitting in, away from, like, all the nature?
I love sitting here. I love watching you execute excellent interview questions.
And how many insects have bothered you today?
Zero.
Nice day, no insects. Could you ask for any more? I mean, big field, you know. You could have a nice family vacay out here, you know, guys. Y'all can make your own activities. It's just a good place to go away, have fun with your family, then come back later to make memories. You guys want to enjoy memories? This is the best place to make memories.
Good morning. This is Mrs. Schoonmaker recording live from Thatcher State Park. We are on a class trip from School 12, and this is one of my students, Dynasty, who's 15 years old. How did you like the trip so far to Thatcher Park?
Scary.
Why was it scary?
Because it was too high.
What was high?
The cliffs.
Did you walk really close to the edge?
Nope.
What did you do?
I stand back. She went to the edge.
Are you afraid of heights?
Yes, somewhat.
What did you see so far on your trip?
Chipmunks. That's it.
That was it?
I was too scared to look.
Have you ever been here before?
Nope.
Would you ever come back again?
Most likely.
What did you see that you really liked around here?
Chipmunks.
How is this different from Troy?
It's cleaner and nicer.
Miss Holly, she's one of our teaching assistants at the school. What did you think of Thatcher Park?
I think it's beautiful. It reminds me a lot of where I grew up in Connecticut. So fresh and green.
What did you see while you were on your trip?
Honestly, I did not see the chipmunks that Dynasty was talking about, mostly because I was looking at the trees and the cliffs and making sure Dynasty didn't fall off the cliff.
Oh, always a good thing. Here's another one of our teaching assistants. This is Mariah, and she was also on this field trip with us. What do you think of Thatcher Park?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. The trail wasn't as long as last year because of some technical difficulties in July, so we took a shortcut, but otherwise kids were good, we're all good, we're all here.
I'm talking to Mr. Curtis Nobles, who's one of our teaching assistants at School 12. He's here with us at Thatcher Park, and why do you think that this is such a great field trip for our kids?
This is a great field trip for our kids because, number one, it gets them out of the inner city community. Gets them to experience different agricultures and life that they don't get to see on a daily basis, while still being, you know, cohesive with the faculty and the staff and their peers.
Thank you so much.
And I am with
Dr. Newman, Principal Assistant, School 12 Alternative Learning Program. It's an exciting time to be here with Omarion. Thank you for the opportunity to share my thoughts about this experience that Mr. Canfield, Building Principal of School 12 Alternative Learning Program in Troy, New York, provided for our students. Right now, we're witnessing a team football game with staff and students. They are very aggressive. They're on the field, and I tell you, they're going wide. John Nathan's on the wheel. Thomas drops the ball. And so here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Nice drive up, did the walking trail. And some kids are on the zip line, played some Uno with some of my boys. We're about to have lunch in about 15 minutes, going to do awards. John Nathan drops the ball. He drops it. That's the crowd, lady, that you hear in the background, ladies and gentlemen. So, Omarion, thank you for this interview.
I got a couple questions for you. How is the field? How wide is it? How decent is it that you guys can sit here and play football on it?
Oh, Mark Walsh just takes a dive, but the field is outstanding. We have a large open grass area. We have volleyball area, and as well as a baseball area. So we're looking at some pretty good facilities here that they've provided for our school to come out and enjoy. The weather is pretty good, a little overcast today, but the temperature's good. So we're good today.
And one more question. If you was to rate this out of 5 stars, what would you give this?
Oh, yeah, this is a 6. I mean, this is off the charts. It's always good to be able to get our kids out. Mr. Canfield does an outstanding job in making sure that the students are engaged in things that they would perhaps not have an opportunity to do. And so this is a good day, more relaxed, get to connect with the kids and the students. So, and I'm here with my girl, Star Maya. She's my best friend, and I got Tay, Quan here with me too.
Holla.
Over and out.
And that is Dr. Newman as School 12 Assistant Principal. All right, I'm live here with Mrs. T, and she just got on the zip line that we all was bragging about. So I'm going to have her tell you guys about her experience. So how was your experience on the zip line?
Oh, it was great. It was the first time in my life. So I was excited to be back and forth. And I've done it.
We have fun on it?
Yes, and it's the perfect day and perfect weather. Can't ask for better.
So if you was to rate this out of 10 stars, what would you give it?
I would give 9, just because I didn't go back all the way.
So you're going to rate it at 9. Okay.
Experience was 10.
Experience was 10. That is great. So if you was planned on having a family vacation, would you make this your option?
Definitely. I would definitely do it again. I think kids will have a lot of fun.
There you go. Live here from Thatcher Park. These are the answers they gave us on how they like it. So get out here, have fun, and enjoy nature. Thank you.
That was Omarion Skipwith and Cheryl Schoonmaker from Troy's ALP School 12 at Thatcher Park on one of the many field trips and hands-on learning experiences that school will do this year. Stay tuned to the show every Thursday for our segments on the youth of Troy and the youth of the Capital Region.